All right, folks, welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of talking about trees with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead. I believe we have Jake on the line.
Yeah, we do.
That's excellent. I really don't know why we're talking about trees, but, I mean, if you want to talk about some trees.
We've been working on the Arbor Day stuff fairly recently, and I'm assuming that's why you're talking about trees.
Yeah, it might be. It's possible.
Belly would like to feed them at some point in the future, and,
Radiohead.
For some reason, thinking there was something about Ned's atomic dustbin and trees, but yeah, I don't know. Oh yeah, yeah. They were all. You're telling me it's in the tree. It's in the tree.
Mm. Yeah. And then we said, yes, there is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees.
I think the issues with the audio stream that my wife reported to you owed to her listening to it via Skype through the speakers on my desk. So I would not. I don't think there's. Well,
no, I heard that too.
There's no way for us to know whether there's anything going on with the stream based on that.
It's been resolved since, and I guess, the first 20 seconds of the song, it was echoing really badly.
Hmm.
I had the shoutcast window on top of the Winamp window in such a way that it was kind of, I think, messing with its own user interface somehow. Because as I moved the shoutcast window off of the Winamp window, it was fine. So there must be some kind of a proximity detector that just gets it stuck in a feedback loop.
What have you been up to?
Let's see. We did go and see Wall-E on Friday.
Yep.
Did you go?
Yeah, we saw it yesterday.
I was pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I walked out of the theater and sort of slowly came to the realization that I could not think of a single bad thing to say about it.
Hmm. The only thing I could think of was that I wished that I hadn't seen so much of it online.
Oh, yeah?
Because Pixar kept releasing, 2 minutes of footage at a time. And so, a lot of the stuff that happens to him on Earth before Eve gets there, I had already seen.
No, I had seen nothing at all.
Yeah, but that's entirely my fault for just... No. I can't fault them for releasing the footage, and I have to fault myself for watching it. But, no, I enjoyed the hell out of it and thought it was a really... kind of subversive piece of satire masquerading as a children's movie.
And really, really sort of sad for a children's movie. I mean, even though it was a happy story, it was very melancholy in tone. My wife points out the one bad thing about it was the preview for Beverly Hills fucking Chihuahua.
That was, every single preview was pretty universally horrible when we saw it. And it just made me wonder where the good children's movies have gone.
The mouse movie, the Adventures of Despero or whatever, that looks pretty good.
Oh yeah, that was in the pre-show entertainment for us though.
I see. I forget what else was previewed. Madagascar 2.
Yeah, that was in there. There was some... there it goes. Oh, the Voyage to the Center of the Earth.
Oh, yeah, I saw a preview for that on Get Smart. Have you seen Get Smart yet?
No, is that worth seeing?
It is. It was described to me as being surprisingly not bad, and that's how I would describe it. I would go see it if I were you.
Hmm. I don't know. And Iron Man is definitely the next on my list. I avoided, not intentionally avoided seeing it, but failed to see it, I would say.
Yeah, I just don't know anything about it at all.
And there's not really anything opening this week, except Hancock, which strikes me as a rental. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to see Hancock.
And I think, Journey to the Center of the Earth, I saw a trailer for it in 3D before Beowulf, and that made it look the graphic, the special effects are kind of crappy, but they're in eye-popping 3D. And seeing the trailer in not eye-popping 3D just is, that's some really shitty effects work.
My take on it was I was hoping that enough of the movie was entirely CGI that they'd be able to do it again with different actors, and then I'd be able to watch it. You know what's weird is that I there have been a lot of things that I've very much liked Brendan Fraser in,
uh-huh.
but
Oh, it's Brendan Fraser, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, the first Mummy wasn't bad.
Yeah, it really wasn't. And, you know, I was about to complain about the whole, like, guy getting all the T-Rex snot in his face at the end of the preview or whatever. But then I thought, you know, okay, Ghostbusters, movie that I very much liked and that hails from a golden age of movies by my reckoning. You know, had the whole he slimed me thing.
Right. And Jurassic Park had a sneezing dinosaur, too.
Yeah, right. No, I had actually thought I had seen that scene for some reason of Jurassic Park a couple days before we saw the movie. Trying to think if I've done anything else. Tried out a new Cajun place called Shame on You, which
I'm amazed that you went to that place. Just even if you had heard they had the best food ever.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. It came too highly recommended for me to be willing to. Say fuck that noise based on the, you know, that and just working. I've been packing for San Diego today.
Yeah, when are you guys taking off?
I think we're headed out tomorrow morning.
I'm continuing to go nuts with our basement because we got the drain tile put in. And in order to get the drain tile in, they had to demolish this big, like, cinder block pedestal that our dryer was sitting on. So they disconnected the dryer and dismantled this pedestal and left the dryer sitting on the floor with a 2-foot gap in between the pipe coming out of the dryer and the pipe coming out of the ceiling for the gas. And nobody sells a product that can close that gap.
Huh.
So, I think my wife's great uncle has some weird solution that nobody at Home Depot knew about. But that was most of my day, just going to hardware stores and explaining this ridiculous situation and having everybody go, I don't know.
Do you know if there's any way in Skype to turn the volume of the actual application up?
Like the alerts and stuff?
Well, no, to you, like, if I'm using these, my speakers finally went completely tip up, and I'm using these little bitty speakers that, with the thing at top volume, I just can't.
Huh.
I have to pay more attention than I want to be able to hear you. I'm looking, and I don't see any volume control. And I'm afraid to touch anything on Skype, because Skype has that tendency to just be like, oh, I'm going to... Just do all kinds of crazy shit to your computer based on something that you told me you wanted done.
I think... why don't you take a question and I'll look around?
Okay.
There is a speaker's volume under Tools and Audio Settings.
Uh-huh.
You can change the volume of your speakers.
Tools... I do not see Audio Settings. I might have a weird version of... There's call adjust sound settings.
That might be it. I just upgraded to the... Kind of accidentally upgraded to the latest Skype. Oh. Or this may be an older build, or... Because I think that was on the laptop that happened. But never mind. Yeah, somewhere in your...
okay, there. Settings. I found it.
And I'll try to...
Now you're slightly louder.
If you start talking over me, I'll be like, hey, I had a useless comment to make.
Let's see.
Miss Fishy says, and I kind of agree, Hobopolis makes me wish elemental files were multi-usable. Can they be?
I made them multi-usable after the Thursday show, because so many people had asked for that. Smoot writes in and points out that there's still some placeholder text on Frosty's mug and Old Scratch's salad fork. I need to fix that.
That just must not be anywhere that I can see it.
Yeah, no, it's all just coded.
Okay, so when somebody mentioned that, I looked at the description and everything. There was nothing I could do.
No, there wasn't. There was nothing that you could do. Disky says, is Gator Skin going to get any more recipes? That'd be cool. No, Gator Skin does what it does, and that's it. Van Damien writes, the choice adventure to fight Chester should have an I and an E added to its name, because it's Van, comma, Dam, and he wants it to be Van, comma, Damon. Presumably. Tomato Bob says, could the neat Richard drops in the stash before you show up in the clan activity log? See, there's this limitation of the clan raid log. In the clan activity log. That actually makes some sense. That is something that could happen.
You know, something that's having trouble with is, how is the clan... how is the dungeon log organized?
Well, it theoretically... Okay, we couldn't have one line for every monster that gets killed in there, right? So theoretically, it is ordered by the order in which the first instance of whatever the line is indicating happened. Mm-hmm. So, like, if one person goes in there and kills a hobo, then another person goes in there and kills a hobo, and then another person, you know, yodels, and then another person kills a hobo, it should be a list of all the hobos the first guy killed, a list of all the ones the second guy killed, then, you know, however many times the third guy yodeled, and then a list of the hobos the fourth guy killed. It is probably not actually working like that.
The reading it from top to bottom, it almost seems like it's adding to the top and the bottom, and that the most current things are in the middle. Like, for example, in Burn Barrel Boulevard, me defeating a hot hobo is at the very bottom of the list, and somebody starting a tire avalanche is at the very top of the list.
And they did not do that before you?
But Old Scratch being defeated is in the middle of the list.
Oh.
And nothing happened in there after Scratch was defeated.
Okay, well, I'll look at that. I can at least make it work the way that I thought it worked, and then we'll see if people still have complaints about it. A deadhead says, with 9 or less adventures, I cannot adventure in the sewers. WTF. That was the stopgap solution to the whole, I got stuck in the sewers overnight and couldn't do anything about it because I don't have any friends problem.
That's not so much not having any friends, but not having any friends who haven't already gone through the sewer.
We still need to figure out some way for you to have Richard rescue people from the sewers or whatever. We'll just deal with that. Let's see. It also says awkwardness is a sleaze damage result of a cannelloni cannon. Yeah, it's magic.
I believe you mean it's magic, baby.
Ooh, it's magic. Deadhead also says, I'd like a slash Hobopolis dungeon notification upon a clanmate acquiring a filthy crown. That actually is kind of worthwhile. Probably. Because there are people who care about that. So, having it toss a raid announcement when the chum chieftain is defeated. Probably a good idea. Agent Buckwald says, if you kill a cold hobo, you take damage. Then if your familiar hits the hobo, you take damage again. Doesn't seem right, is it? Well, there is a way to avoid the damage that you take from dealing damage to cold hobos. I'm pretty sure that people have figured it out. But yeah, it is... I mean, if you manage to do 10 different sources of damage to a cold hobo in one round, you would take that icicle damage 10 times in that one round. Spleen Master says, what's the likelihood of changing the imp to the recently suggested new behavior, power based on current active usage? I think that I'm probably going to do that. I left myself a note to do it, and I'll eventually make that happen. Let's see. You know what the problem is? The reason that I can't hear you. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Sure. I think the reason that he can't hear me is he just realized that he had stuck a couple of worms into each ear. He does that sometimes, and I don't know why.
Why does it have to be two worms?
Because I figured one worm wouldn't really fill an ear hole.
I see.
Well.
So how big are your ear holes? Or how big are your worms?
I don't know, but my ear hole's about like the size of the tip of my pinky finger, and I rarely see worms that big.
Let's see. Bob221 says, hey guys, two things. One, will there be any other clan dungeons? Yeah. And two, I wrote on my road, Google KOL. Sweet.
Did we establish that the Google kind of alters your search results based on your browsing history?
I don't know.
Like, when I Google KOL, I get Kingdom of Loathing first. But maybe a computer that had never, or on a browser that had never accessed Kingdom of Loathing, the AOL one would come up first.
Yeah, I don't know. I never have a computer like that, so I don't know. I should try it next time I'm at, like, an internet cafe or a hotel business center or something.
That's true.
Linguini Lad says, are the item drops from the duck farm influenced by item drop increasing gear? Yeah, as far as I know. There are very, very few items in the game that are not influenced by item drop increasing gear. Well, if you don't count all the 100% ones, which are technically not influenced by item drop gear. Type Login says, ever considered setting up a way for players to create content, either as a meat sink or a clan-related activity or Mr. Store item? I know Second Life already has player-created content. I've been told that player-created content is the future. The idea of player-created content in this game, which is free to play, and, you know, entirely anonymous as a result of that, is very, very frightening.
I hate to have to say, like, if we allowed people to generate their own content without vetting it, we would get a bunch of juvenile crap, but on those occasions when we have invited people to create their own content and have vetted it, we've found a lot of juvenile crap. So,
yep.
Like, the Yeti names, the brick messages. I mean, we just ended up having to go through everything individually and sort out the, you know, maybe 40% noise ratio in there. Which is unfortunate,
yep.
But...
I still wish that we had gone through with naming the Yetis Fuck and Clit Hole.
What happens when you fuck the clit?
I don't know. You should ask thesaurus.com.
Right.
Bobula says, just got out of my Bad Moon run and I'm trying the Hobopolis stuff. Cool so far. Thanks.
You're welcome, Bobulus.
We did it for you, man. Wave Dash says, which I almost read as Dave Wash, which we should set up a Dave Wash. We know enough Davids now that it would see some use.
Yeah, but I don't think that any of our Dave friends are particularly dirty people.
Well, no, but I mean, it'd be convenient, right? If I found, like, a Jick Wash near my house, I'd, like, yeah, no, go through there on my way to work, you know, drop a quarter in the slot and get the foaming brush treatment. Anyway, Wave Dash says, the new equipment equipping update is nice and all, but I don't think it's necessary when switching complete custom outfits. You know, Xenophobe agreed with you. He thought that people would think that was too spammy, but I figured I would put it in and let people complain about it rather than just not putting it in. Echino says, I asked it a couple days ago, but I don't know when private messages expire. So could it be changed so that we don't have to re-listen to / Hobopolis when we change clans? That, I do not know if it has been fixed or not. I know Xeno was working on it. Robin says, can we get access to messages, inbox, or clan forum while stuck in a chum cage? No. You cannot. Because of the way that, because of the way that Choice Adventure stuff works. There are, you know, to be fair, things that you could access fairly harmlessly, and K-Mail, I believe, is among those, and the clan forum certainly is, but, you know, there is basically a bit of code that runs on every single script, that comprises KOL that if you are in a choice adventure and you're trying to load a script other than choice, don't let you do that, you know. And that's because we don't want people, you know, oh, I'm in a dungeon facing a choice between these two things because there's a big stone sphere bearing down on me and I have to either dive to the left or dive to the right. Well, hold on, let me go back to town and get something to eat and buy some better shoes for, you know, tunnel diving and then send a few letters and then come back and decide which way I'm going to dive out of the way of this stone. Right? That sucks.
Yeah.
But, Demeliedi says, how about putting up the radio show on the archive page for the June 23rd show? Yeah, when a Naked Jew doesn't send me links to the MP3s from the podcast, I don't ever think to download them and upload them to the archive. I should leave myself a note to go through and put up all the ones that I have not yet put up. Yeah, pardon me. A blast of heartburn. Neon Death Warrior says, Dear Jack, when I started this game, I gave myself a dumbass name. Now I feel like a fucking buffoon. Can you change my name? If so, pick something amusing. My name is in your hands, Dear Jack. I like Neon Death Warrior.
Yeah, I think that's a great name.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of names that I feel like people are probably, you know, man, why did I pick that name? But everybody loves it, and everybody loves them. Like Crapstorm, for instance.
Yeah. Or Spaz Warrior.
Yeah.
Who, I was really surprised when he told me that he had seriously intended to name himself Spaz Warrior, and had just misspelled it, and he was kind of embarrassed about that, and I said, no, that's... You're so accidentally cool.
Much, much cooler name. You know, it's not, you know, it's Neon Death Warrior is no Bob Hope's lesbian golf cart.
Right.
But it's still pretty good. Anyway, if I change your name to something else, you wouldn't be able to log in without knowing what it was, and I wouldn't be able to, you know, I'm not going to email you with what your name is. Because I just, you know, I don't like you in that way, Neon Death Warrior. Magnanimous says, level 100 plus characters should just be able to skip the sewers. No, they shouldn't. In fact, the sewers were one of the primary mechanisms that we put into place for sort of fucking with level 100 plus characters. Because in order to really optimize the sewers, you're going to have to ascend a few times. And that was very deliberate. Because so many things in clan dungeons are just rendered trivial by you being level 150 or whatever. And you know, that's no fun. So...
It may be fun for you, but we believe that it's not fun, and we don't think you should enjoy it.
Yeah, you don't get to play our game the way you want to. You have to play it the way we want to, because that's what good game designers do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was reading some. I forget who wrote this, but it was just like a good game allows you to have fun. A great game encourages you to have fun. A genius game forces you to have fun the entire time, and it never occurs to you to complain about anything.
Right.
So, I think we're a mediocre game.
I think that many people have given us that ringing endorsement.
Our game only occasionally prevents you from having fun. So... Ferran says, while this is a little late, congrats on the rollout of Hobopolis. I have to say, though, I'm a little disappointed in the rollout. Where's the Burning Crusade-esque prelude to the launch? Giant hobos stomping around Seaside Town, killing adventurers and the like? I mean, you do want to be more like World of Warcraft, don't you? Yeah. In fact, if I were the kind of person who used SIGs, I would probably use that graphic that Smoot made of the Sword and Martini guy standing in front of a mirror and his reflection is the World of Warcraft logo as a SIG, but I'm not going to do that.
I feel like that's not so much a World of Warcraft thing as something that we usually like to do with new content, but something that took as long and was as involved as Hobopolis. I think just everything, all of your creative glands were wrung by the time you got to the end of it.
Yeah.
And we were we should just get this thing in front of people and not spend another week building it up. And
it's always nice to do rollout events, but, like, you know, the one thing that all of the sort of major events that we've done have had in common is that we didn't start out by deciding to do an event and then try to figure out what it was. We just had an idea for something that we wanted to do that would work well as a big event. Or, you know, there was some catastrophe that we tried to figure out how to explain. We could just force some catastrophe to happen. But,
Can you still delete the database by ignoring two confirm boxes?
Well, no. Well, I could, but it would no longer be fatal.
Right.
Well, not that it was fatal, but, you know. Let's see. PatMoon98 says, why can't I use skills permed in softcore while in post-prism hardcore? Because you touch yourself at night. There's not, I suppose that there's not a really good reason. I'm sure that I have come up with a reason in the past, so somebody look that up for me, please. Zookeeper says, evening, gents. Since you recently said that accordion thieves are only useful for runs and that they can buff up other people, I was wondering, would you finally consider giving them a concession that people have been asking about for a while? Could accordion thieves of a certain level be allowed limited access each day to the Malice of Forethought or the Walk of Ages? No, I don't want to do that. I like the idea to some extent, but I don't want to create a situation where everyone ends up as an accordion thief. Right? And, you know, if there were enough nifty intrinsics on every other class that accordion thieves were just completely left out in the dark, then
Sorry. Knocked down a trash can.
Filled with coat hangers and trash can lids?
Yeah, and tin cans.
Damn it, one of my Rock Band drums quit working. Hmm. I was playing and I was like, why am I getting such a crappy score? It doesn't seem like I'm fucking up that bad. And then it turns out that the yellow drum is about to die. And then yellow drum died.
I was amused that the Rock Band 2 that's coming out soon is going to have, just like, it sounded like completely redesigned instruments on all fronts.
Really? I didn't see anything about that. It said that it would work with the old ones.
Yeah, I was impressed though that they're making kind of the game open source so that other people can make peripherals for it. They say, like, you should be able to choose what guitars you want to use, like a real musician would choose what kind of guitars they want to use and that kind of thing. And they're also, supposedly the new game will have segments that will attempt to teach you skills on the instruments that you can translate to real life.
Huh.
Which would be kind of interesting.
I feel like that would be just very difficult with guitar.
I have seen something that's pretty much Guitar Hero for an actual electric guitar. That somehow the computer can tell what tones you're doing, and instead of having five buttons across the bottom, it has like a side-scrolling thing that has frets and strings and knows when you're hitting them. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Let's see. Parafert says, does Baron von Ratsworth scale with ascensions while you're under Bad Moon? Yeah, he does. Now that you mention it. Well, he was doing it even before you mentioned it, but yes. Captain Kirk says, in the animation of Hodgman, it looks like he's saying something. What is he saying? Well, he's saying whatever it is that he says to you when you start fighting him. I'm pretty sure almost all of his attacks have the mutters in them. Or at least his critical does.
I know the That's one thing that I was sorry I didn't get to see on this run. We had Sassy Lassie as our clan powerhouse. So I'm sitting here at level, I think it was level 7 when I started playing around with the hobos. And Sassy Lassie killed most of the bosses. So I didn't get to see any of the attacks in action.
You should, can't you just fight them?
Well, I could fight them from my god panel, yeah, but that's no fun. I was trying to actually contribute to the effort, but I just really suck at this game.
Hmm.
Can I say it? I played 500 adventures in the clan dungeon, so not bad. But Sassy Lassie, for example, did 1693.
So over how many days?
3 or 4, I think.
Wow, what was she eating?
I don't know.
War Junkie says, is it possible to finish Hobopolis without encountering Hodgman? I ask because it seems our clan did not encounter him during the first two rounds. Well, I mean, you can certainly flood the dungeon before you fight Hodgman, so maybe that's what happened. Let's see. Not Snuffstyle 420 says, I would like to request a Twinkly High Mane. Actually, a Twinkly High Mean. Whenever your countenance seems to say hello to someone, you want it to sparkle.
Perhaps.
Did somebody just get shot with an arrow at your house?
No, we're yelling at the cats because they're peeing on the floor.
Oh.
Remember how the cats used to pee on the floor?
Uh-huh. Is something about to get shot with an arrow at your house?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's... It's entirely ridiculous.
One of my cats peed on my little screened-in carpeted smoking porch when they accidentally got locked out there for like 6 hours, so it's hard for me to fault them on that.
Yeah.
And somehow I've lost the spot bot.
Huh.
And I don't know where my automated carpet cleaning robot went.
I swear to God I returned that to you.
Oh, okay. My wife says she told me where it is. It's in the other bathroom, under the sink. Of course.
Well, you know, it's easy.
There are whole parts of
this
house that I just never go to, Mr. Skullhead.
There are wings that you do not
show. I mean, a guest bathroom that I, you know. the only time that I ever use the only time that I ever go into the guest bathroom is if someone is in, if I have to poop at the exact same time as someone else in the house. So, and that never happens. It has happened once. This is a great story. This
yeah,
one time.
You should keep going.
This one time, everyone in the house had to poop at the same time. And there were like 12 of us here, so like 3/4 of the people had to just go poop in the pool.
Right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Now someone just unwrapped a bunch of baby Ruths and tossed them in there.
Yep. We do that every once in a while, too, just to relive that beautiful day. Mm. Red Arrow says, hey guys, can we get a pogo stick item? I'm almost finished with my Commander Keen outfit. Yeah, pogo stick would be a good accessory.
Of course, what would it do besides increase battle initiative?
It could randomly quote Walt Kelly.
Hmm.
Or Walt Whitman. Okay. We should make it so on Critical, the grass blade quotes Walt Whitman.
Yeah, we should make it so it quotes the entirety of Song of Myself.
Yeah. Rombut says, mind defining Al for us? I don't know what it means, but I know that if I call you Betty, you can call me it. Last Chance says, idea, Richard Dean Anderson familiar with a Swiss Army knife as familiar equipment, and MacGyver/Stargate references. If it was a Stargate reference, every round of combat, the familiar would just have to say, hold on. I don't understand what's going on. You're going to have to explain this to me in English.
Hmm.
Every single round of combat, that's what Richard Dean Anderson from Stargate would do. He said, much to the amusement of people who've seen Stargate SG-1.
Wow. That means I'm just going to get rid of my WWRDAISD bracelet. Because that's not really going to come in handy.
Yeah, it's really not. Oh, you know, maybe if you were around people who were bilingual and kept forgetting that you didn't speak their other language.
Right.
Right? Yeah, then you'd be able to periodically look at that. Oh, look. Goddamn SSH session just timed out.
Yep, I heard that. You know,
SSH sessions to other places don't time out. It's just to dev. Def Clown says, Jick, have you ever had any strange encounters with people who've recognized you in public? Nope. The only person who's ever recognized me based on, you know, what I look like and knowing who I was Aaron from the Mini-Bosses. I went to a party and this guy was like, are you Jick? I'm like, yes. That's weird.
See, I've had that happen several times now, and that it's weird that it wouldn't happen to you.
I feel like you spend more time around groups of strangers than I do.
Well, no, I spend more time wearing Kingdom of Loathing shirts than you do.
Oh, yeah, that's
so like if somebody saw someone who looked like you wearing just a like Hawaiian button-down shirt, maybe they would be unsure enough to not approach you, but if somebody looking like you wearing a Sabretooth Lime shirt. So I'm trying to find the guy who I met at the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. It was somebody who worked there, and he came up and was like, hey, is that a Kingdom of Loathing shirt? Like, oh my god, you're Mr. Skullhead, and did the whole we're not worthy thing, and my parents and sister were quite amused at the concept of me being famous and recognized somewhere, you know. So we took a picture with the two of us with my camera, and I was supposed to K-mail him the link to the picture. So 6 weeks later, I finally got around to doing that, only to find that the player name that he gave me doesn't exist.
Huh. Maybe he had quit and his account got deleted.
Well, the closest to what I can make out of what he's written on here is an account that was created, like, the day after I met him and was never played with again.
Huh. So that's funny.
That would be slightly humbling to think that here was this guy going, yeah, I love Kingdom of Loathing, when it's just like, yeah, three of my friends play this game, and I'm going to tell them how I met the founder of the game. And maybe I should check out the game. That's not for me.
Yeah. He didn't even play a single turn.
Although he knew who Jess was, too. And he had apparently listened to some of the radio shows. He recognized my voice, too. I don't know. I also got recognized in Target buying Mario Kart. The guy who worked behind the register. Like, dude.
Was Mario Kart?
Are you Mr. Skullhead? And I said, Mr. Who? No, I didn't know. I was like, yeah. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Who wants to touch me? And he didn't want to.
Yeah. It would
but
suck.
He didn't really have a choice.
If you weren't selling video games and your name was Mario Kart.
Right.
Mario Descartes would be a cool name, though.
It's me,
well, it's
I think.
Rene Van Peebles. a deadhead says, if you attempt to summon 5 bunches of dry noodles and you don't have enough MP, the error message is that you may only summon 5 per day, not that you don't have enough MP. I checked. Yeah, there are a lot of places where if you violate more than one condition, it'll give you the wrong error message. But there are also places where that's probably, yeah, just giving the wrong message completely. Gleeza says, I sent in a bug report about getting de-pantsed by Zombo and the enchantment from the pants staying. Is that supposed to happen? Well, if you mean the intrinsic, no, that is not supposed to happen. If you mean the enchantment, there is some weird stuff has come up, some reports about Hodgman's particular behavior and stuff that happens when you lose effects. Apparently, when the sorceress removes all of your effects on the first round of that combat, you still get, like, if you win initiative against the sorceress, you still get the benefit of any effects that you did have on, because it's not forcing a load effects. It's not refreshing get player. Which probably ought to be fixed, but, you know, and again, it's, like, sort of clever that people are. I think that somebody figured out a way to complete a Hobopolis run in one turn. So we'll have to patch that up before it hits a leaderboard. Which it will probably happen today, given it being discovered. Oh, man, NO got an 1,139 turn run with 8 people. It's interesting. It's interesting to see that our scheme working, where it sort of requires a good number of people to really go for speed in there. Well, that was fun.
I enjoyed being in the position of actually being able to play it.
Yeah.
Although, not having been involved in any of the mechanical choices or anything meant that in order to play it, I had to look up spoilers, but it was nice experiencing the content.
Mm-hmm. That was groovy. Well, I mean, I feel like you don't necessarily need to look up spoilers in order to enjoy yourself.
No, I was more looking them up to survive. At such a low level, it was like, okay, what's the most effective way to block a shit ton of cold damage while doing a shit ton of hot damage, that kind of stuff.
Right. No, that's cool, though. I mean, I don't mind it being complicated to really maximize, you know? Because, being in there level 7 is kind of stunty.
Yeah. Wow, I'm stunty?
Lots of coffee has stuntied your growth. Hmm. Sewer Gnome says, love Hobopolis, it's so good at bringing people who don't know each other together. That is showing the weakness of the current clan permissioning system. Oh, that it is showing the weakness of the current clan permissioning system. More in next PM. Clan Stash Karma doesn't hold up for rare, ultra-rare Mr. Store items. It would be nice to designate these types of items as clan-owned so they cannot be snatched. Really no way to do that. Sewer Gnome also says, also it would be nice to have time limits so that items are auto-returned to Clan Stash after a time. There is no fucking way to do that. Weird. Absolute Zero says, can you guys make it so people can only distribute the loot they have won after the next rollover or something? Now, you know, these are all social problems, right? So you need to find people that you can trust. The Sewer Gnome point that it's good at bringing people who don't know each other together, it's also good at very quickly teaching people who don't know each other which ones they can trust and which ones they can't.
Right.
I hate to have this like laissez-faire ivory tower, let them work it out amongst themselves kind of viewpoint, but like really I have come to the conclusion in just trying to figure out how this stuff was going to work that we can't write code that will fix assholes, you know? I think the best, like, default behavior is to let people have as much freedom as they can. And I think that, you know, I think that the existing clan permission system is pretty flexible. Karma is broken, but I challenge anyone to come up with a good way of doing that. And like, serious challenge. You come up with a good way of doing it, I'll use it. But a way that doesn't involve us going through every item in the game and deciding which ones are valuable.
Yeah.
And one that's not based on mall price. And Naked Juice says, Jick, I still have no idea what you meant by your Moby Heeb comment that one time. See my profile quote if you don't remember this. Please explain it. I was under the impression, until about 2 weeks ago, that the word Moby meant nude.
Why were you under that impression?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. So you must have thought that the title of Moby Dick was doubly.
It was very funny, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, okay, so one time, I believe that where this originated was a time when I was probably 6 years old, and my dad and I went to his friend Steve's house, and Steve opened the door wearing nothing but like a, you know, this would have been the very early 80s, and I think he was just wearing those like 70s style running shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, "Moby Steve," but he was probably just calling him fat.
Right.
But I honestly think that's where it came from, the association of the word Moby with unclothed. And then I could have sworn that it had been confirmed. Like, I thought that was like the deal with, you know, the performing artist Moby, you know, like it is so strange for me at my, you know, rapidly advancing age to still run into just weird shit like that, where I will have this idea of what a word means that is just completely wrong. But yeah, that was what I meant by Moby Heeb, you know, naked Jew.
Makes sense. Actually,
Fineldar is also bitching about the equipping change. Can we have an option to turn it off? It's really annoying, especially when you put up an outfit. Boom, WTF. Crap, now I have to scroll down to go to my consumables section. Hey, well, okay, so why do you periodically put out random interface options that don't necessarily help people? Are you trying to prove to the non-believers that you're actually working and not whacking off all day? See, we do both.
Yeah.
There's designated company whacking off periods.
Which is really awkward for me, because I'm 2 hours ahead. So, you know, the like, morning whack off is in the middle of my day.
Yeah.
Never get to eat lunch.
All right, and Naked Juice said, also, you said that the Hebe clarinet, his real name was the Face Fife. yeah.
Wow, so Poochie says, "Dear Jick, I know you probably have no control over Radio KOL, but I was wondering if you think there should be higher standards for DJs. I feel there's way too much talking and not enough consistent music playing, and when music is played, the assortment. And Neon Death Warrior says, "No offense, Jick, but the DJs here suck. Way too many mashups and way too much rambling and talking about nothing important and not enough music being played." And I disagree. I think that that's...
Yeah, I think he's talking about you, just playing too many mashups. I gotta say that I don't really get the whole mashup fetish.
I enjoy a good mashup as much as the next guy.
Oh, I enjoy a good one as much as the next guy. They're just...
Yeah, but your criteria for it being good are both, you know, vague and strict.
Okay.
Or vague and narrow. Because I've played some of my favorites that I think are really, really clever. You're just like, no.
Well, the other thing is, when I hear the ones that you play during our show, at least over the last few months, the quality is so miserable as a result of being forced through the Skype pipe.
Oh, sure.
If you played the Face Fife through the Skype pipe, that would really suck.
Hmm. Face Fife through the Skype pipe sounds like a level in Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
Right after Fast Foes on the Cyclone Stone.
Right. And fuck facing the sick pipe sounds like a Tony Hawk goal.
Right. No, I feel like that's one of the nice things about internet radio is that you can have a DJ just talking nonsense for a while, and that's kind of fun. And if you don't like the music that's being played, then you tune in half an hour and somebody else is going to be playing some different music.
I see. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know. Yeah, we're doing way too much talking now. Snow Tiger says, if you're still having the interference buzzing problem, a ferrite bead or two may help, and then links to a place where I can buy some ferrite beads. I also think just a better quality long headphone cord for the office would help. But for the next month, it's just going to be whoever is in San Diego at the time doing the Thursday shows. So, I have a feeling that it'll be a handful of shows with just me and Hot Stuff. And then the typical Monday Skype fail with Mr. Skullhead. Um, Yoshi 3 says, how do non-combats work in Hobopolis? Some of them work like ordinary non-combats, and some of them don't. Same as everywhere else. Kinda Angst says, when will we see an Adult Swim familiar? Probably never.
As soon as Adult Swim gets better.
Well, there's some good stuff on Adult Swim.
I actually haven't watched any of the... I think the last recent Adult Swim show I saw was some... Metalocalypse.
You don't like Metalocalypse?
No, I enjoyed that.
Okay, good. Because I really like Metalocalypse. I've not seen nearly as many of them as I would like to. But, and, you know, I'm still... I can just watch the same episode of Home Movies over and over again, and it's still good.
If they hardly ever show those anymore.
Every night at, like, 2 a.m., there is one episode. So the nights when I'm up at 2 a.m., I will watch Home Movies. I guess that'd be 4 a.m. where you are. Super Marshmallow Man says, hey guys, how is it going? I got loot from Old Scratch 2 days ago and didn't distribute any of it, yet somehow another clanny was able to distribute it afterwards. Does this mean that after one day it's available to other clannies? No, it is immediately available to anyone who is a dungeon administrator or the leader of the clan.
So what I just noticed about those clan permissions, well, actually didn't notice, but I made a new rank for some of the people who had done the dungeon this run. And it gave them all the ability to distribute, to administer dungeons. But didn't realize that having them administer the dungeon and having them adventure in the dungeon are two separate permissions for some reason.
Well, because people very much wanted to be able to let people into the dungeon without letting them administer the dungeon. Right, so
well, no,
just,
I understand why.
So I guess being a dungeon administrator should just override.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why you don't want every adventurer to be an administrator, but I don't understand why any administrator
would ever want an administrator to not be an adventurer. Yeah, no, that's probably... That one could probably automatically override. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. KK says, more options for heraldry forms, for example, an augmented one for Ronin/Hardcore or an operator for Number of Ascensions. This would be particularly apt considering my current title. Perhaps profiles could then be augmented to preclude redundancy. You know... Toonami says, I hate Adult Swim now that they killed Futurama, but hey, my uncle was the original creator of the first two or so seasons of Home Movies. That's funny.
Huh.
Tell him thanks. Let's see. Phoenix Fire Rising says, what is your reasoning for making some outfits untradeable? Is it just to make people work for them, or was there a greater reason? It was to make having them worth more. You know, it was... I like the idea of there being stuff that means something to acquire that is within the reach of people who don't want to, say, do a 6 Ascension Hardcore Oxy loop or whatever. You know, and a lot of people just want the outfit and the tattoo, you know, and so it's a better carrot if you actually play the game to get it, then, you know, rather than just going to the mall or having some kind of bullshit rental arrangement with somebody for getting a tattoo. You know. And part of it, you know, when we first put in the Cursed Pirate outfit, the PvP set was all like, oh, this sucks, you guys are assholes. We're like, well, you know, if there were dozens of tattoos that were that much effort to get, you wouldn't feel that way. It would just be part of the game. So, that's part of the game.
Excellent. You ready to,
take a I am ready off. To.
Take a little break.
Sure.
Make a little love. Get down tonight. All right, we'll be back in, maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Close your eyes and imagine, feel the magic, Vegas on acid, seen through East St. Laurent glasses, and I realize that I've arrived, cause it's more than a magazine to kill my vibe, does he write his own rhymes and sort of, I thank him, that mean I forget better shit than you ever thought of, damn, is he really that caught up, I ask if he talking about classes, do my name get brought up, I remember I couldn't afford a Ford Escort or even a Ford track recorder, so it's only right that I let the top chop on a drop top Porsche, just for yourself, that's important, if you strip a name Porsche and you get tips from any man, then you're fat. Her nickname is Minivan. Excuse me, that's just a Henny, man. I smoke, I drink, I smoke the stock, I can't because
talking about that young soul's illusion.
Throw your diamonds in the sky, and feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Throw your diamonds in the sky, and feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Nobody killed me, only player that got robbed and kept all his jewelry. Alicia Keys tried to talk some sense in him. 30 minutes later, seemed so conventional. What more could you ask for? The international asshole. Who complained about when he is old and throw a tantrum like he is 3 years old? You got another though, somebody still speak from his soul. And what exchange by the change or the game or the fame? When he came in the game, he made his own lane. Now all I need is y'all to pronounce my name. The Kanye with some of my plastic still say Kane. He got family in the deep kinfolk for Motown. Back in the shy, them folks ain't from Motown. Like I need to slow down. Girl, ain't give me no ass, she needs to go down. My father Ben said I need Jesus, so he sent me to church and let the water wash over my Caesar. The preacher said when he leaves, right then my body got steel like a paraplegic. You know who you call, you got a message to leave it. The rock stand taller, you would never believe it. Take your diamonds and throw them up like you believe it. Yeah, the beat cold, but the flow is anemic. After the beat settles and the dust gets swept off, with Big K, you know where young hoes left off. Right when magazines broke Kanye West off. I dropped my new shit, it sound like the best of.
Was coming from.
Yeah, it was weird. It, you know, unless it was something on my end, my computer was saying Skype can hear high background noise levels.
Yeah, and here I had my mic muted, and it sounded fine when I walked away from it. It's that proximity detector that Comcast has. Like, whenever I walk away from my computer, shit has to happen.
Well,
what do you think? Yes,
we got more questions.
We should probably skip to the bottom and try to get some of the days. You think? Yeah, because we've been on the 26th, the whole show. So.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just trying to get through them. I don't want to flush any of those. I at least want to save them off somewhere to go through for times when we are running out of questions. So should we just skip down to the beginning of June 30th?
Sure.
Okay. Feng Shui says, when you treasure hunt in the heap, there's no chat message, but when you don't, it says Feng Shui's went treasure hunting in the heap. Backwards bug? Yes. Madeline says, holy shit, Diablo 3, discuss? Yeah, so Blizzard did a thing, their worldwide invitational in Paris this weekend, and they announced Diablo 3, which I'm excited about it. Hmm. Did you ever play any of the Diablo games?
No, actually, not a one.
It's rough to recommend them now. Like Diablo 2, I spent, you know, hundreds of hours playing, you know, in like the early 2000s, and it's great. Only it will not run any higher than 800x600, so it just sort of always looks like ass on modern hardware.
So it just keeps getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Running it on a flat panel, you can set your monitor to, you know, just display the resolution so it's not, like, making it all blurry.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're playing on a tiny little screen in the tiny little square in the middle of your screen. But, yeah. No, it's a very good... You can tell in Diablo 2 that they were developing a lot of the ideas that went on to become World of Warcraft. It was very Skinner-boxy. It's like a Skinner-boxing match. Ooh, Noodle Boy says... I love the clan dungeon so much, it gives me an excuse to wear my toy space helmet. I also like the spooky hobo's Alas Poor Yorick exchange. It always pisses me off when people do that. Yeah, it's really good work on those hobo descriptions.
Those are fun, but I feel like having played through it a couple of times that I really ought to go and write 20 more of each of them. Because I didn't really understand how many there were.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was hoping that both you and Riff would take a crack at those, but Riff ended up working on something else, a lot of it, so yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like that between us all, we could probably get a few more descriptions in there.
Oh, sure.
Uber Noodle Boy also says, I'm sad that the familiar is a hobo monkey and not a hobo spider. Yeah, I had looked up the hobo spider and had written a note about it in the wiki, but we didn't end up using it for anything. And can we get a physical damage skill, some sort of punch, a Hoboken? That's pretty funny.
That is kind of funny.
Uruti says, yes, we have a dungeon clan forum, but it'd be nice if we were able to post notices in Hobopolis itself to tell fellow clan dungeoneers, to tell fellow dungeoneers what the clan is currently doing. Dungeon notices would be especially useful when there are clans from all over the world that play at different times without having to clog up the forums. So are you saying that you want, like, announcements that are visible when somebody goes into Hobopolis? I can see why you would want that. Yeah. The Hot Dog Bunny says, is there something odd about the drop rates of fraud wort that make it different than the other two Docalactic herbs? It seems that I can fight all day against demon ninjas and rarely get the drop I'm looking for. Not a complaint, more of a that's interesting observation. You know, it's possible that something changed. That quest went in, and it's made one of the items a lot harder to get than the others, but that hasn't been looked at in a long time. Tomato Bob says, can we get a double or maybe triple confirm if you try and flood a basement instance with zero adventures? I mean...
Hey, what do you lose? Just a million meat, right?
A million meat, yeah. I mean, and there is a confirm, you know?
Yeah.
I fail to see any... reason to believe that a double confirmation would be any more effective than a single confirmation.
Yeah. If it popped up another box, you would be like, yes, of course I wanted to do that.
Yeah, of course I want to drop the database. One vodka and tonic, two vodkas and tonics? Shouldn't it be vodka and tonics? No, it should be vodkas and tonic, actually.
Because vodka is something that's measured quantitatively, and tonic is not.
Well, no, it's not two mothers-in-laws.
No, because in-law is adjectival.
Yeah, so is antonic.
Tonic is not an adjective. Tonic is a noun. Tonic is a thing that you put inside of it.
But imagine that you were referring to it as a vodka with tonic. You would not get two vodka with tonics. You'd get two vodkas with tonic.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Landstruhl says, ever thought of adding content to the side that won the Mysterious Island quest? You could have a hungover frat boy that thought he dreamt up the war, or a hippie war veteran trying to promote nonviolence.
Huh. So there's like a couple of extra adventures for flavor, and it's not a bad idea.
Or having them become high-level zones, you know, with basically the same content, but with harder monsters, you know, maybe some different drops or whatever. But why take a simple idea when we could inflate it into something that is so complex that it will take months or never happen?
Yeah, why would we do something simple we might actually do?
And Naked Jew says, the special appendix in which he shares tricks for making white people like you. Ambiguity galore, sirs. What if the player is not Caucasian? And why only clone white people? Yeah. Oh, boy.
I think it's okay to assume that that your character is white. And that your character is heterosexual.
That is so insulting, Mr. Skullhead.
Yep. I know that I would be really insulted if I were playing a game and the game assumed that I was that my character was homosexual. I'd be like, oh my god, I'm so insulted, I'm never playing this game again. How dare they?
Dude, I would be. I think you're being sarcastic, but...
Dude, if I was insulted by everybody who thought I was gay, I would just never stop being insulted.
No, but I mean, being forced to play the role of a gay dude? Dude, that'll make your ass gay.
That's the only way that you personally are able to justify your gay feelings. To say you were forced to play the role.
Right. By some sort of dungeon master.
Right.
Matt G987 says, I've been listening to the archives and heard you discussing Final Fantasy VI. Not sure if you got far enough, but for a large portion of the game, you do get to select the party members. You had been talking about how it seemed unusual for an RPG and that you weren't able to select the party members used at any given time. Yeah, no, I finally got to the point where you could, and then I just sort of quit playing it shortly after that. I could not keep it up. Somebody sent me a present, and based on an offhand comment that I made on a radio show, somebody had manufactured a Phlogiston for Life hoodie for me. And I'm excited about it. I would be a little more excited about it if there was ever a time in the place that I live where it makes sense to wear a hoodie. I will try to go somewhere cold in the winter so that I can take it with me, because that shit is awesome. I don't know who sent it. They didn't put a name on it or anything. So if you sent me that hoodie, thank you. Assuming it's not covered with anthrax. That blew over pretty quick.
What, the anthrax?
Yep.
You know,
it lasted almost as long as the career of the band Anthrax.
Oh. It was an interesting trip down memory lane today. The Onion AV Club did a segment on like 21 ridiculously patriotic songs, and most of them came out right around 9/11, and it was interesting thinking about that time when you could say the most ridiculous shit as long as you were being patriotic, and you couldn't really say anything if you weren't, you know?
Huh.
Just thinking
the
of
list
the whole
songs that got played on the radio was fucked up.
Well, the fact that they dusted off God Bless the USA again. You know, that right after 9/11, I started working at the health insurance company that I worked until I quit to work on Kingdom, and the woman in the cubicle next to me played that song on repeat for at least a week, because she wanted God to bless the USA and figured that song was a good way to make that request known.
Do you suppose that she's proud to be an American?
Well, at least she knows she's free.
Yeah. And, do you think that she appreciates the efforts of those who died to give her that right?
I don't hope so.
I don't actually remember how the next part of the song goes. Oh, boy.
It's, I'll proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Which makes me go, huh?
Isn't America a she?
Yeah, but is America the you or the her? Why is there the switch in...
Well, no, I think she's not... The song is not being sung to America.
But he said, so he'll proudly stand up next to you being the person who's listening to the song and presumably agreeing with him?
Yes.
Because I thought the you and the her were both referring to America.
Huh.
And that, you know, he looks at America and goes, I'll proudly stand up next to you, and then looks at you, looks at the audience, goes, and defend her still today.
I see. So assuming that the audience was a single woman.
Right.
Maybe he didn't ever expect anybody other than his mom to listen to that horrible song. You know, it is not a... badly put together song. If you...
There were some songs in that list that I would swear were parodies, and yet they weren't. But, you know, they were all pretty much country and western songs. And we really should be kicking the shit out of somebody wearing a turban. It's pretty much the general gist of most of the tunes. Still there? What the hell just happened? Nope, I'm still broadcasting. Maybe I shouldn't have been making fun of Lee Greenwood. Maybe Lee Greenwood works for the Department of Homeland Security.
Hello.
Hey, I never dropped my streams or anything, so...
Weird.
That must have...
I tried to call you as soon as it disconnected. I wonder if it was, I mean, I was able to talk in chat, but who knows?
That must have been on your end, which is weird. But I'm now hooked straight into the router, so... Usually the internet's a lot stabler than it used to be.
Let's see. Landstuhl says, has anyone on Asymmetric tried mint M&Ms? They taste like York peppermint patties, but with a crunchy candy coating. And alliteration noticed.
Mm.
Oh, and alliteration.
I don't think York peppermint patties need anything to improve them.
They're okay. They're not anything that I would seek out. I guess I would eat them instead of, you know, like those Halloween black and orange wax paper wrapped candies.
Right. And I like me some peppermint.
It's kind of like Eskimo pies, right? I don't like Eskimo pies. I'd rather have an ice cream sandwich.
I don't know if
I. I think I would rather have an Oreo than a York peppermint patty. Like, a peppermint Oreo would be good. It's the same reason that I don't even know which insurance company it is, but I can never use them. I can't deal with any product that uses peanuts to advertise them.
I see. So, MetLife, you know, is right out.
MetLife, yeah, that was what it was. Yeah. Or, Red Baron Pizza. Which may or may not have ever used peanuts to advertise it. I
don't think York Peppermint Patty's ever used Peppermint Patty to advertise.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I mean, I that wouldn't surprise me. It wasn't... Charles Schulz didn't really have the, like, aversion to licensing that Bill Waterston had.
Yeah. Yeah, Charles Schulz was all like, sure, man, if you want my characters to piss on stuff on the back window of your truck, that's totally fine.
Yeah, that's why in the late 1950s everybody had, you know, those cars that looked like hearses with Charlie Brown peeing on Ho Chi Minh or whatever people were pissed off about in the late 50s.
Huh. So there was a relationship between them. Between Schulz and Peter Paul Cadbury, but
and Mary,
yeah. I don't care. I don't want to read anything about goddamn peanuts. You know, a York peppermint patty with peanuts in it would be pretty good.
Ah.
Yeah, no, it really wouldn't. I have not tried those. I have not tried the chocolate Skittles. I like. You know, I can respect the fact that a lot of the things that I enjoy were, at some point, some new product that curmudgeons like myself were like, oh, this shit will never take off.
Right.
But, I don't know. I don't need to be guinea pigged.
I don't know. I'm interested in the chocolate Skittles only because I'm just interested what the hell that taste-texture combination would be like. I'm also interested in the chocolate Tootsie Rolls because that raises a fundamental question about what Tootsie Rolls are supposed to be.
Really? Tootsie Rolls?
New chocolate flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Weird.
Doodah.
Huh. Temporary Man says, why don't the giant sandworms have any combat text references to Tim Burton sandworms? I tried watching Dune but caught a glimpse of some really cheesy fight scene with Patrick Stewart and ran screaming. From the cheesy effects, not Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart is fucking awesome.
I wouldn't consider that a cheesy effect. That was the way the shield was supposed to look.
Yeah. Also, Dune is awesome. Dune is awesome. Patrick Stewart is awesome. Kyle MacLachlan used to be awesome.
I don't know. Having seen the entirety of that director's cut of Dune recently... It is a little much, and parts of it are completely ridiculous.
But that was not the director's cut. It was... The long version of Dune was completely unauthorized and disavowed by...
No, whatever version of Dune is the one that David Lynch is saying, yes, this is the cut that I always intended to exist.
Yeah.
Was the one that I watched. And there were parts of it that it was just, okay, come on. Move it forward. And then the creepy kid at the end going, can it be? He is the Kwisatzhatarak. That's just fucking creepy. Yeah.
That was Alicia Witt. She grew up to be super hot.
Yeah, but still, really creepy. Like, I would not engage in horizontal relations with Alicia Witt for fear that in her moment of ecstasy she would say that line and I would never get a hard-on ever again in my life.
Huh. I don't know. If you were the Kwisatzhatarak, you wouldn't have any trouble getting a hard-on.
Think so?
Yeah. You'd be able to look where she's afraid to look. And you wouldn't even need a speculum.
Speaking of which, our speculum has just checked in.
Sweet! I saw him this weekend at a party at my house. It was a Pfeffel's birthday.
Sure, now that I live in Minneapolis, you have parties at your house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got that house shortly before I moved, so can't really say anything about that.
Yeah, that's true. You never invite me to parties at your house.
I've put you on the Evite for every party at my house.
Oh.
You just never check your Evite account.
Yeah, I don't think I have an Evite account. Haruki Jitsunen says, so we have key limes and key lime pies, but why not saber-tooth key limes? They could do things like drop pixels for the digital key, stars/lines for Richard Starkey, or stats. Well, okay, so there'd be a saber-toothed Richard's key lime, a saber-toothed digital key lime, saber-toothed Boris's key lime.
See how hilarious that gets?
Yeah. The Tristero says, despite the fact that several items need to be made unpickpocketable, such as nickels, indicate that there was a problem with unlimited usage of, free runaway items, such as tattered scraps. Well, there's not really unlimited usage of those items. Eventually the supply of them will run out, and they don't always work, and they're not free to get.
Right.
So, and that's not... whatever. Ballrag says, I thought Steve Tyler as a skeletal hobo. Does Keith Richards make an appearance, too? somebody was reporting finding Jack Nicholson, he who rings every bell he sees. at some point we could probably add a lot more hobo names, too. It's just, if we add parts to any of those while somebody is fighting one, the name of the hobo they are fighting will change. Oxymoron 92993 says, in the description of diminished gag reflex, working with pungent sauces has increased your tolerance for bad smells. If your sauces are smelly, why can't the saucer or spells do stench damage? Well, they're not smelly once you're finished with them. They stink a little bit while they're being cooked, but once they're ready to blast at a monster, they no longer smell bad. They're just super delicious.
Yeah, it's like when you're cooking broccoli and your whole house smells like a fart, but then the broccoli itself, when it's done and ready for eating, does not so much.
I've never noticed that. Do you only cook broccoli in a Dutch oven?
No, and if you steam broccoli or boil broccoli on a stovetop, it just...
Are you cooking it too close to your taint? Oh no, you love me. Let's see. Weighted Companion Cube says, are you going to give the Doppelshifter the Llama Llama and Sane Hat Rack forms? Doppelshifter turning into a hat rack just would never do anything.
Right.
A Doppelshifter should probably be able to turn into a Llama Llama.
Yeah.
Doppelshifter is awesome. That is one familiar that I wish we could just reintroduce in Mr. Store.
Do you suppose that had it been introduced for the first time in this game climate that it would have been successful?
Oh, I don't know.
Or if people would have been like, oh, this is random and doesn't do anything, I'm not paying.
You know, I don't know if it was successful. I have no idea how it sold. We weren't keeping track of that then. I guess I could look at how many there are relative to other familiars. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, it's something like, I feel like the people that have them probably really like them a lot. I enjoyed the shit out of playing with it when I was testing it. As I recall. Grimtooth says, Jick, on the Spooky Raven Manor image, there seems to be a third floor. Any chance of visiting a haunted attic of some sort? Tell you, I'm still amazed that nobody's found their way into the haunted belfry.
Mm. It's full of haunted insulation and haunted squirrels.
Yep. And the haunted third child that the Spooky Ravens didn't like to talk about. And it's actually the Mary Higgins Clark incest attic.
No, V.C. Andrews.
V.C. Andrews, right. That'd be awesome if you just had a trapdoor on your ceiling and a plaque, the V.C. Andrews Memorial Incest Attic. I kind of want to do that. Because, somebody would get it. And it would really add resale value to your house.
Oh, yeah. Everyone likes a house with an incest attic.
Yeah.
Can you count that on your square footage on the sales literature?
It would just have to be 1,400 square feet, 1,800 including incest.
Hmm. Did you mean inset? No. No, we really didn't.
Couple people sending in messages suggesting that the Mojo filter should be a spleen item. It should cure 3 spleen and do 3 spleen damage.
Yep.
Hormones says, just want to say that Hobopolis is great, nice and challenging, and at every level you can contribute. This must have taken a lot of work, and thank you for that. It did take a lot of work. But, thankfully, a lot of the work is stuff that if we do another clan dungeon, we'll still have been done on that second clan dungeon's behalf. So, Scroffy says, I noticed there are very few female familiars, less than 10%. Is this intentional, and if so, why? We'd love to see more female familiars in the future.
Future female familiars. I think that we were defaulting male for a long time. Except, like, the Gravy Fairy seemed obviously female, but I remember putting the chameleon in as female just because we hadn't had one in a while.
Yeah. It depends. It never occurs to me to make familiars female, and sometimes it occurs to Scully, and sometimes he's the one who initially writes the messages for a familiar, so they are very rarely female.
It very rarely occurs to Jake that women are actually people.
No, it's just that the familiar is a subservient role, and I know that women don't belong in subservient roles.
You just have trouble thinking of women as being useful, don't you?
Whatever. You just think that women exist to do shit for you in combat.
That would be interesting if in somewhere deep within our marital contract was must dance at the end of every battle I get into.
That'd be awesome. Let's see. Deadly Dusk says, I have a question that's kind of complicated. My clan wants to play Hobopolis, but our clan leader has been absent for nearly a month, and it's capitalized as though Benjamin Franklin wrote this question. Might there be some sort of new system where after a certain period of inactivity, clan leadership can transfer to the next player in line based on rank and karma? That already happens. I think it takes more than a month, though. Or maybe it takes a month. I don't actually remember. But yeah, eventually the clan leadership will be transferred to someone who is more active. Deadly Dusk. Inabun says, I could be wrong, but did the combat frequency of book bats fluctuate over the past week or so? No, nothing. Nothing has changed. Drab Immordinilap says, the July ad in the month lets you equip pants as a hat. Is this awesome? Yes or no? That would be rough.
Oh, by the way, since we're still on the air, or while I'm thinking about it, if there's anybody listening to the show who knows anything about Convergence, the Minneapolis con that's taking place this week, please drop me a line, because, okay, so they're doing a Kingdom of Loathing panel at Convergence, because I guess it gets more kind of a fan-run con, and they would like it if I were able to come down there, but all I can see is that tickets are $65 or something for the 3-day pass, and really all I want to do is go to that panel.
So if all you were doing was going there and talk, maybe they wouldn't charge you.
Yeah, so if anybody knows anything about Convergence, it could if there's a way that I could just go, I'm going to be an expert on the Kingdom of Loathing panel because I know a whole lot about Kingdom of Loathing and how it's played, and then I could get in there without.
It is a little weird that this. The same thing happened at Aresia or whatever it is. It seems a little strange to me that all these conventions have Kingdom of Loathing panels. You know, because when I go to a panel, no offense to the fans that do stuff like that, but like when I go to a panel about something, I kind of expect it to be somebody, you know, involved in an official capacity with the thing. Like, if I went to Comic-Con, I'm like, oh, there's a Futurama panel, and I went there, and it was just four people standing up in front of a crowd who were really, really into Futurama. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but I gather that Comic-Con works a little differently than a lot of the... Like, these panels seem to be just really informal meetings of people with similar interests, and everybody understands that that's what they're for.
Then why have anybody talking at all?
And I don't know. I don't know why you would call it a panel, but
I'm just saying, if you're out there and you know what the hell with Convergence, let me know.
Sure. Yeah. Let Scully know. I agree. Istanbul says, once you get to Hobopolis proper, you can no longer adventure in the sewers. Why is that? Seems like it'd be a good way to farm and prepare for future Hobopolis runs, or just swim in more sewage. And there's no such thing as swimming in too much sewage. You mean once you get enough sewage, there's no such thing as swimming anymore?
Hmm.
You know, we just didn't want people to be able to farm a lot for that stuff, because we were trying to minimize the extent to which prior runs through Hobopolis gave you an advantage in existing runs through Hobopolis. That desire got kind of sidetracked and made less important over time. We didn't want the speed leaderboards to just be a matter of who was throwing the most meat at stuff, or who was doing the most farming inside there with their multis. So, we don't want people to, like, do a speed run and then be able to just spend a bunch of, do another slow run where they just spend enough turns farming the sewer that they get 20 speed runs worth of sewer consumables.
Right.
You know, we want the people who are really going for speed to have to buy those in the mall from clans that are playing more casually. You know, because we understand that the cost of these things is high, and that, you know, not everybody has that much liquid meat floating around. Liquid meat.
Delicious.
I think the people who are really, like, sort of irritated that they can't go back in there are the casual people and not the hardcore people. So I don't know. I like it the way it is, though. GigaShadow555 says, does everyone love my crappy name? Drab Immordinilap says, is my name cool too?
First of all, that was supposed to be...
Girls, you're all pretty.
What the hell was that?
Website making noise.
I see. So I was reading earlier about how Sam's Club changed to new milk jugs that are, like, rectangular and stackable, and everybody's like, fuck you, Sam's Club, I don't know how new milk jugs work.
My milk jugs are rectangular. Well, I guess not on the top, they kind of have a pyramid on the top, but you can stack them on their sides.
Can you? I don't think that you can. I think that if you did that, after you got them about four or five high, the ones on the bottom would start to explode.
Yeah, and that would be awesome.
I guess it would be. Their claim is that they're, and what's weird about this is, like, I remember hearing a guy on NPR who was a representative of Sam's Club, and they were talking about how, like, you know, this is how many millions of gallons of gasoline they would save as a company in a year if they got cereal manufacturers to make cereal boxes 2 inches shorter.
Hmm.
You know? Just that kind of thing. Like, it's kind of scary to me to think about the extent to which Walmart can effect change if they decide to. You know?
I'm sure that...
They're just trying to make themselves look better, you know. They're all like, "We're green."
Yeah. It seems like the major problem people are having with it is that it pours messily. So I'm guessing at some point somebody's going to come out with a little plastic spout that you screw into the milk jug,
or a funnel, so that you can buy one of those and then empty it into an old milk jug.
Right. Because if there's one thing I want, it's all of my new milk in old jugs.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, if you lost the receipt for your Rock Band drums, or if they're out of warranty, you can buy replacement drum sensors at, for example, drumsensor.com. They're reasonably easy to replace. I just replaced a full set, and the replacement sensors seem to have more solder, so in solder. Is S-O-L-D-E-R pronounced solder?
I don't think so. Could be solder.
Because I know it's a soldering iron, and it's spelled S-O-L-D-E-R, but I can't... I-N-G space I-R-O-N. But I can't bring myself to C-S-O-L-D-E-R and pronounce it solder. Let's see what... Yeah, god damn it.
Solder.
Merriam-Webster says solder.
Fair enough.
Before, every time I look anything up, I also have to have Merriam-Webster say coprophagy.
Coprophagy. Coprophagy.
Because it's just funny to listen to the Merriam-Webster guy say coprophagy.
I would have said coprophagy.
Coprophagy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would have too.
Maybe coprophagy.
Because, I mean, somebody who does it is definitely a coprophage. Not a coprophage. The one thing that I have to say about the Beverly Hills Chihuahua preview is that they at least they did not eat any shit in the preview.
True.
So, it's got to be better than the...
The Alvin and the Chipmunks movie?
Alvin and the Chipmunks, yeah. Couldn't do that.
Wow, I just picked up an echo. That's really weird. I haven't echoed the whole show.
Huh. I don't have an echo. Fred Levi was talking about the Mario Marathon last weekend, an entire marathon of Super Mario 1 through 3, Super Mario World, and 64, and Mario Galaxy. It's awesome that they skipped Sunshine, which they may or may not have.
It looks like they didn't.
They made $10,000 for Child's Play. That's cool.
Maybe I should do that and instead of raising money for charity, just raise money for me. It's like, you know.
By playing Pilot Wings.
Yeah, I will play Pilot Wings 64 until my Wii overheats. And in return, you will give me enough money to finish doing the retarded shit that needs to be done to my house.
Let's see. Dan Bob says, working off the announcements in Hobopolis idea, have you considered a message of the day message for a clan which will be displayed when entering chat? Yeah. Josh the Maniac says, will we ever be able to make cognac in the game? Say if you added fermenting powder to fine wine, would that make fine cognac? No, all the wine in the game is red.
Is that what cognac is?
Cognac is made of white wine.
Hmm. I did not know.
It's sort of the white wine equivalent of like port and Marsala. And what's weird is that I really like red wine, and I really like cognac. I don't like white wine. I don't like port and Marsala.
You don't like port?
Not so much. I would rather have cognac.
Huh. Cognac is not sweet enough for me, I think.
Hmm. See, port is too sweet for me, I think.
Hmm. Oh.
Song says, isn't Scully fashionably gay? Yeah, that song was autobiographical, right?
Yeah, but it was autobiographical about a girl.
That's weird.
It was about a girl who was fashionably gay.
So you're actually a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
Yep.
That's hot.
You're exactly right.
Doppelheathen says, you missed a golden opportunity in the heap to make a reference to Arlo Guthrie. Shame on you. Oh, come on.
We've got references to Alice's Restaurant, and I think that's enough Arlo Guthrie.
No, you know what? That's actually pretty funny. Okay. Yeah. There should be another item that you can get from treasure hunting, which is an envelope with Arlo Guthrie's name and address written on it. I wonder what that would do. Now I have to come up with something for it to do. Yeah. But you're right, Doppelheathen. Yeah, we could just find Arlo Guthrie's real address. And so that's your reward for finding that item, is that you get to go visit Arlo Guthrie in real life and bother him. Drab Immortal Lab says, the Doppelshifter turning into a pet rock doesn't do any more than a hat rack. Please bring back the Doppelshifter. I wish I could afford one. Gleave says, the Doppelshifter was the first Mr. Store familiar I ever got, and I loved it during my first hardcore run. Doppelheathen says, why exactly does the heap have a barbed wire fence around it? Is that their food supply or something? Well, it needed it was a stretch to figure out how to draw six different kinds of wall and or fence for the Hobopolis artwork. I did not expect any of those to turn out nearly as well as I think that they did. That was a lot of work, and I didn't really have a good conception in my mind of what it was going to look like before I got going on it, and I'm pretty pleased with the way that those all turned out. If I can suck my own dick on the air for a minute.
Yeah, please do. Those are some quality arts.
Istanbul says, new item of the month on time? Absolutely! Huh. Noah Nam says, why don't you ever do a webcam show? If you'd ever seen us, you'd know why.
Yeah.
That's not true. We're both super hot dudes. Yeah. I'm rocking the crazy Amish beard now too. So
I just tend to on any given day of any given week I'm likely to have a week's worth of stubble.
Oh yeah? On your head? And
no,
your face.
Yeah, on my face. You know, my head really only needs to be shaved maybe once every 2 weeks, but my face gets pretty scary after a week of not shaving. And I tend to spend at least a week between shaves because I'm bald. I don't have to look in a mirror if I don't want to, you know?
Right.
So it just doesn't occur to me that other people have to look at my face. I should probably make it presentable. Olive Oil says, there's an echo 50% of the time when Mr. Skullhead speaks.
There's an echo 50% of the time when Mr. Skullhead speaks?
Apparently.
My wife bought me a... apparently, this thing was... they no longer make the Miami Device, which was a shaver that came out in the 80s during the height of Miami Vice's popularity that would give you the Don Johnson, you know, two-day growth that the women found so appealing.
Right.
My wife has decided that that's how I need to stay. Mm. So she got me that thing. It's a beard trimmer that is... She looked up online whether there was a beard trimmer that would specifically give somebody that kind of 5 o'clock shadow. I feel like 2 days of growth for me is equivalent to 5 o'clock shadow for a normal guy.
Right.
So,
You are kind of a hairless man.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of nice.
I've been getting steadily more hirsute.
I am. It's happening to me a little bit. The patch of hair on my, sort of abdomen that it just keeps growing and growing and growing. About an inch a year, it's starting to cover now. So, but you know, the relative hairlessness of my body makes me a much faster swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true at all. Di Vernon says,
evolution.
Just to go out on an actual real question.
Oh, if we
so, has the semi-synchronous PvP idea been scrapped, or are you still thinking about it? No, I've actually been doing a significant amount of on-paper work about the semi-synchronous PvP. I don't know if it's semi-synchronous or not.
Okay.
We're definitely going to be working. That is probably the next thing. I've said this 1,000 times, but that is the next thing I'm imagining having Xenophobe do as sort of a big ongoing project for him. So, yeah, at some point I'm going to have enough of it in my head at once that I can actually write down a big document kind of describing everything, and then have that get implemented. I'm pretty excited about it. The more I think about it, the more I think that we can actually come up with something pretty satisfying.
I think so. I believe we can fly. All right, folks, we'll see you next week and various other times during this week.
Indeed.
Thanks for tuning in, and good night.